And, of course, I'm listening to Dr. Carolyn on the audio, so that's all really helpful. But
now, That'll save your life if you're a little man. See, we don't give a damn about little man. We don't give one care for any little man. We are here only to bring you into your place of power as God. If we don't get you back to the marriage supper of the Lamb, go jump off a long walk off a short, spirally cliff. Get out, is what we say. We're not about the little man. We're not about these sick, drugging around here, wiping noses, sick of this, sick of that. But now Dr. Dean, the loving, compassionate person, says, easy. We got to bridge this. We have fear. Always builds walls, not bridges. And we say, we don't care. She says, well, we do. So she extends that position to allow you, for some unforeseeable reason from us, that it is the appropriate, proper way to handle this. We, however, will, in non-physical, yield to Dr. Dean because she's a creator and she's creating. So we go, okay, show us. Please us, delight us, and we begin. Now, so when you need a TT rubbed, okay, that's fine. We're good for about a second of that. But in the whole point of you coming into your place of power is just that. Cry us a river, or no, this is what Bob said. Bob said, two tears in a bucket, motherfuck it. Let it go, because you got to come into your place of power. Because if you, honey, if it could kill you, you'd be dead already. So it didn't, and it ain't, so it can't. And you've done those steps so that you can feel good in your body now. And you have challenges, you create them, and you like it, and it's all good. It ain't no problem. It's all good. Now, apply all this that you've had to go through instead of wallowing in it. It's one thing to live eternally. It's another thing to live eternally in a sty. Get out of the pig parlor, honey. Get on with your life. Get happy. Get busy. Find something that pleases the light you and engage that. Nothing else. Now all this other crap you got rolled around like a peep dose thing back to me like a dog pump. If you can't walk in them, honey, they ain't pretty to look at. Get something that can work for you. Get something that's tactile, that's visceral. Don't get lost in the William Irwin Thompson quadrant because you can very easily. Ask Pete Dog. He'll tell you all about it. So the magic is, come into that place. And if you get close to it, we'll help you. We will help you beyond words. But you got to go.
But isn't what you're really, I mean, isn't when Bob, when, you know, like when I talk about Bob with energy and I mention duality and polarity, and granted, I haven't listened to every tape that you've ever made. I put my
hand. Bob has and he still doesn't get it. So it's all right.
But what I'm talking about is the conditions of choice making, because I feel like what we do as creators is how we create the reality is through making choices. And so there's always going to be contrast.
No, it's not. It's not about, no, Melanie, no. No. You think you make choices. No, actually, we choose you. You don't choose us. We choose you. You think you're reading the book, honey. The book is reading you. See, in the little man state, you have no drive. You have no permission to have any unction regarding anything. That's why Marshall McLuhan was relevant. Why else would that ridiculous thought be relevant for anything? The reason was because in a little man state, it applies. Until you start the process of ascension, you really don't have a say in it. That's why you put all those choices. That's why you put all those choices and riddle it all through what you call your history. You riddle it everywhere, just like Hansel and Gretel leaving the breadcrumbs so they can find their way back home, okay? The better question is, why in the hell are they trying to get in the middle of the woods to the Wicked Witch's house in the first place, you see? And they found themselves indigenous to the woods where they were lost eternally until this fine sugar-coated house showed up for which they were to fit in the oven of, you see? So they didn't choose, the Wicked Witch chose them. Now, how to respond is that if you come into the place where you come into your power, you go, wait a second, I got this. This is, I'll come into my place of power, and bam, bam, bam. Then you change everything. You make it without you. That's beautiful. Margarita does that. We just adore us a margarita. And margarita, oh, by the way, every word we ever said to you still applies, sugar love. Not one has left. Not one has slipped. Not one has slided. Everyone applies, every single one. And they're all recorded, so you can do it again and again and again and again and again. And we still love you better than snuff, and it's still not half as dusty. Now, Melody Rose, the whole point of this is that you started this journey and you like it. Everything's going good or bad or up or down or everything else a rabbit can do to a stump. Congratulations. Now, engage, lather, rinse, repeat. You're talking about choices. You're talking about contrast. Goody, 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 two shoes. But if there's not a little bit of sweetness in the mouth after this is over, what is forever for? The point is to embrace it till you can come into it. Yeah, some say, well, what are you just, you're saying, Ion, fake it till you make it. We say, no, you fake it till you figure out what you've made. You don't even know what you're making. You don't know what you're trying to achieve. You don't know what you're trying to get to. Oh, well, I'm going to get some money. Here's all the damn money you can stand. Here's some, you'll drown in it. Here. Money. Get it out. Here's $1 trillion. Here's $100 trillion. Here's $250 billion. It's no problem. You have it all. Good. Congratulations. You got it. Now what you got? You don't even know. You start having these monikers of what you're going to run and what you're going to build and what you're going to do. Well, you say, we don't worry about all that. Get busy doing it. You're so busy worrying that you're going to make a mistake. You quit living. You're so heavenly minded. You're no earthly good. Shake yourself and come into your place of power, darling. Start applying. If it's half as good as we said, it'd be better than you've ever had it so far. Throw it at. And it's still yummy. So, now what happens is a very simple thing. You take your contrasts as they come, as you create them. Then you focus on those and go, okay, I have this, and I don't like it as much as that. Don't just not like something because you'll make more of it. See, you'll make more of it. Mm-hmm. You'll make more of it. So don't do that. Embrace it. Go, this is this, and is there anything about this that I can find is pleasurable? Any of that that is, embrace that and let the rest of it go, and then replace it with something more pleasurable. There's nothing wrong with emptying your plate. You get your plate full and you taste it and you go, this tastes like crap. Take that whole plate and dump it in the refuse. Dump it. And make a whole new plate of something else. Oh, Ion, I couldn't do that. I'm not wasteful. That's not about wasteful. Eating something you don't want is wasteful. Eating something you don't want to us is wasteful.
Yeah.
Food is essential to living, therefore make it good. We've never said that before. We only say eat sewage. But now you've got on the cusp of change. The cusp of change, like when distribution of living water starts taking place, that's a change. Byron changes, then some boots on the ground moves are going to apply. And as they apply, they are going to have platitudes and vicissitudes. And you can gauge which side of those apply in your indigenous position that you engage. Now, see, that's a bunch of wordy words that don't even mean anything. So all we're saying is, lather, rinse, repeat. Change it to something a little more pleasurable. Find something you like to eat that. Done. And eat that till you don't like that anymore. We don't care what it is. Okay? People ask us, and you ask us, and we say, eat a little more protein. Have some protein. Blah, 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 blah. Then at the end of the day, everybody on the planet is eating something they don't like, and something out of a sack or something out of a bucket or something that's ridiculous or something already been digested, some creatine, powder up, double protein. It wouldn't do. And Carolyn's not going to bed yet. We can't go much further. She'll call the censors on us for sure. But the point is, take those parts, the parts that are delicious, and embrace those and have more of those. And there's nothing wrong with addressing your issues. We like that, but don't get stuck in them. Your issue has been all along, you can fix the world, but you can't clear your own energies. Clear it. Clear it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell, I don't want
to sing the song. It's one thing to sing the song, I want to wash that man out of my hair, but if you don't get your hair wet, it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about clearing. The name for you today is clearing. Clear it. Move on. Clear it. Move on. Next. We've done it already. Let's do the next fun thing. You survived that. Quit talking about that once you've already survived, for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm.
You're arguing for the limitation. It wasn't strong enough to kill you. Should we try it again?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So don't embrace that part. Let that part go. And replace it with nice, radiated Japanese strawberries. They're delicious. No, really, they are delicious.